Outside the Energy Committee and across the aisle, Murkowski has a supporter for her pipeline loan guarantees measure. Alaska's junior senator, Democrat Mark Magich, has been talking them up to members of his party.
As we continue to move forward on it, some of these provisions that she's getting in there are going to be a huge plus. The question is, when do we see an energy bill? It's going through its own process. It's going to still take some time.
Begich stepped into a fray over the pipeline last week when he criticized what he called a lack of progress on a proposed plan. Governor Palin's office struck back, with some of her commissioners slamming Begich, claiming he wasn't keeping up to speed on pipeline progress. Begich says his comments last week have done some good. He says it's helped raise a gas line's profile. The senator says he does not want the federal government to nationalize a gas line, as some of his opponents have claimed. Instead, Begich says he wants to see it as part of a national energy vision.
I want gas to be right up there, and then obviously I'm biased. I want them to say Alaska gas. So part of bringing this attention that we've done in the last week has now caused this discussion. Exactly what I wanted. And it's not about nationalizing, it's about bringing national attention to the prospects of Alaska gas being part of the energy policy of this country.
As for the conflicting comments between Begich and Governor Palin, he says it's gotten national press coverage for the gas line story.
You know, someone said, well, you're in a dust-up with the governor. I said, no, I'm not. Here's what I'm talking about. Well, now it's part of the national discussion, and that's good.
President Obama has called an Alaska gas line promising and talked about it during his campaign as being part of a comprehensive energy strategy.